Wouldn't it be great to have a podcast with a qualified host who can turn complicated tax content into easy to understand everyday examples? Well, finally, there is. Welcome to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran, covering everything taxation from individual to corporate, income tax, corporation tax, capital taxes, and everything in between. This is Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Now here's your host, Aidan.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to this week's episode from Tax Accounting Training. In this episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to re-examine or continue with last week's podcast in relation to the calculation of Case 1 tax-adjusted profits and the area of non-allowable expenses. What about provisions? Let's say we have a provision in the accounts for repairs. Is that an allowable expense? Well, potentially, if I've signed a contract and I've committed to the actual repair, I wouldn't have a major issue with that. But let's say I want to make a provision, which is really just an estimate in my accounts, to say, to go out for dinner with my wife tonight. How much of a provision would you put into your accounts for dinner for two people? And would you allow that? What about 10? 50? 60? Let's go mad. 120. 120 for two people for dinner, for starter, main course, and dessert. Would you allow that? 120,000 euro for dinner for two people? Clearly, that's just an estimate. And, you know, there's no formal agreement or contract. It wouldn't be allowed. You will see the area of provisions coming up quite a lot in the area of bad debt relief. So bad debts are a fully allowed business expense. And a provision for bad debts, well, they are allowed if it's a specific provision. But they're never allowed if it is a general bad debt provision. What is the difference? Well, a specific provision means that you know the person, you know the amount, you know the reason, you know the invoice. You know, you can really identify the transaction that you will not be paid for. Whereas a general provision, they might just say, I think roughly 5% of people won't pay me. No idea who. Might turn out to be 3, might turn out to be 10. I don't really know. So any sort of general provision is not allowed, but specific provisions are. No problem. What about being bold? Do you think revenue would give you a tax deduction for being naughty or for being bold? I don't think so. So any sort of speeding fines or interest on late payments or any sort of penalties or anything to do with that, some sort of non-compliance behavior, that's not going to be allowed and revenue will not give you a case one deduction for it. I'm just thinking about my speeding fines. And have you ever seen how cool my car is? I drive a lot to my accounting and tax classes. And I either take my Aston Martin or occasionally I take my Porsche, depending on how I feel in the morning. I lease both cars, and do you think revenue will give me a full tax deduction for lease payments on my Aston Martin, which had an original market value or an OMV of, let's say, €1 million? I think that might be a little bit excessive. So the amount that is added back in terms of lease payments for cars, it's dependent upon the a formula and it's based on the CO2 emissions of the car. The formula is the lease payment and you multiply that by the original market value, the list price when it was first registered, minus the specified limit, all over the original market value. So what's a specified limit? Well, it's given to you in the exam and It's defined for you. It's dependent upon the CO2 category of the car. And for an example, a category A or B car is at 24,000. The category C car, well, that's based on the lower of 50% of the cost or 50% of the OMV. And category F and G, well, the specified is nil. And we'll see lots of examples of these in the exam papers. You'll notice that when I was talking about cars, I didn't say motorcycle. I didn't say a van. I didn't say a truck. I said a car. So these lease restrictions, they only apply to cars, not the vans, not to any other vehicle. So just be mindful of that in exams when potentially the examiner might be out to catch you. Capital expenditure. Capital expenditure is where I buy a non-current asset, for example, a building or equipment for my business. And although these are actually used in the business, they're not going to be allowed for case one deductions. And the opposite of a capital expenditure is revenue expenditure or day-to-day. An example might be light or heat or wages or marketing costs. All revenue expenditure, the day-to-day expenses are okay, whereas capital expenditure is never allowed. You will add it back. You'll put it into your accounts, into your statement of financial position as an asset, and you may be entitled to claim capital allowances on it. So I hope this session was of some use. And if you've any queries or any comments or thoughts, worries, concerns, or you want to just reach out in terms of what might be, you know, the next fit, what would you like to hear next? Feel free to get in touch. I'm always happy when my listeners get in touch. Thank you. And if you have any problems, any queries, please let me know. Thank you very much and goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Aidan is a fully qualified chartered accountant, a chartered tax advisor. He's a full-time tax and accounting lecturer and has over 15 years working in the area. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us at taxexams.ie. For questions and comments, send an email to info@taxexams.ie and join our Facebook group at Tax Accounting Training. See you next time.